این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, "One who surrenders to tyranny has oppressed himself. Both aspects of oppression are forbidden in Islam." So this is very striking to each one of us. One who surrenders to tyranny has oppressed himself. So you know, surrendering is an action. If we surrender to tyranny, we are oppressing ourselves. And it is a quality which shouldn't be amongst the Shias. If we are calling ourselves Shias, then we shouldn't be kind of surrendering ourselves to oppression, to tyranny. And you must have also heard about a hadith where it is narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, when the Imam of the time, when my son Mahdi is going to reappear, he will fill the world with justice, just like it was filled with injustice and tyranny. So if we are surrendering to tyranny, then it's like we are not in line with the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and of course the living Imam of our time. So, alayhi salatu wassalam, alayhi majma'in. So, when we surrender, when we bow to injustice, and when we accept the unacceptable, we are not just the victims, I would say. We are participants in our own degradation. We are destroying ourselves from within. We are the cause of destruction by, and of course, with our own hands. And if we think it more deeply, dear listeners, Imam Khomeini is pointing out to another dimension which we have to concentrate upon. Both aspects of oppression, that is oppressing and surrendering, are forbidden in Islam. It's haram. It's basically not allowed. It's prohibited. So if we are surrendering, we are committing a haram crime. It is not allowed. And of course, when a person commits something which is haram or forbidden, he is liable to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Divine justice comes over here. And of course, the person can be punished. He has all the reasons to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear listeners, where are we surrendering for the enemies of Islam? In front of, where are we bowing ourselves? Where are we getting down? And where are we implementing their teachings in our lives? And of course, these are all surrendering for the sake of our enemies and not for the sake of Islam. And if we are doing this, we are not working for the grounds of Zuhur, that is the grounds of the reappearance of the Imam of our time. So we have to think, dear listeners, we have to think and ponder upon this statement, I would say on a daily basis. Where are we surrendering? Where are we standing firm? Where are we resisting? So that we don't fall as a prey in the clutches of the enemies of Islam. I repeat the statement of Imam Khomeini once again, so that it acts as a reminder for all of us throughout our life, inshallah, where he says, "One who surrenders to tyranny has oppressed himself. Both aspects of oppression are forbidden in Islam." Inshallah, that we pay attention to this concept of haram, which is prohibition in Islam, that is surrendering to our enemies and tyranny. Inshallah, I leave you with these thoughts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, There Was a Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints. Never forget to say, La ilaha.